Okay, good morning, everybody. So we were doing the packet 34 in the Yoledes Psichus HaMakor. So when I told you the Yesodos of Yoledes, that that the Yoledes is a tumah b'fnei atzma. Now, there is another halacha that you have to be aware of in Hilchos Nida. And that is the following. The Mishnah says on page 6, Hamapelas Chaticha. Say a woman has something inside her uterus, some type of glob, and it comes out. So imesh ima dam tmeya. So if there's dam that comes out with the chaticha, so it's not a child or anything, but if the dam comes out, so she's tame because dam came out. Dam nida. Rabbi Yehuda omer ben kach u ben kach tmeya. That even if dam doesn't come out, she's tame. So why is she tame? It's not a leida, right? It wasn't a child that came out. It was just a glob of whatever. So the Gemara has a big yesod here on page 6. On Chof Aleph Amar Aleph on the bottom, packet 34. Elamar Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak b'Efshar l'Ptichas HaKever below Dam Kamitlagi. That there's a machloikis if the... Now, interesting, we're seeing a new word here, kever. Kever is a synonym for the makor, the uterus. So, if you think about it, over the year, how many synonyms have we had for the uterus? Let's see. The makor. We had the bayis hachitzon, right? That's another word for it, right? And another word is kever. This is the first time we're seeing that word, kever. Kever is another word for the uterus. So it's so interesting that we have all these different synonyms, all meaning. So the question is like this. The machloikis in the Gemara is, if the uterus opens, Rav Moshe Feinstein has to open like 3/4 of an inch. Right? So, and if it opens 3/4 of an inch, so one opinion says, then for sure blood came out. Whether you see the blood or you didn't, efshar l'psichas hakever, it's impossible that the kever should open and there shouldn't be any blood. So over here, once the glob came out, even if there was no dam, meaning we didn't see any dam, there must have been dam. The other opinion says, no, only if you see the dam. That's the Tanna Kamma. Because the Tanna Kamma says it's possible to have the psichas hakever, a field below dam. And the other opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, yefshar psichas kever below dam. So therefore, if the kever opened up, which it did, because the glob came out, and again, it has to be a certain size. Rav Moshe says 3/4 of an inch. It could be other shittas, whatever. Then she's an automatic nida. So let me ask you the kasha, the veltkasha. You know what the veltkasha is? Why do we need a whole pasuk in the Torah of Yoledes? Right? That Yoledes is tamei, we learned that yesterday. If you hold Ein Psichas HaKever below dam, you don't even need a vlad. The din of Yoledes davka vlad. But even if it wouldn't be a vlad, it would be tamei not al Yoledes, also Yefshar L'Psichas HaKever below dam. See, if you hold Efshar L'Psichas Kever below dam, so I understand. It's possible that the kever will open and no dam, so therefore you need a special din, that if it's a child that comes out, then it's chayv. But if you hold that Efshar L'Psichas Kever below dam, so what do you need the whole sukkim of your lettuce? That your lettuce is tummy. Whose kasha is this? This is not my kasha. This is the kasha. This is a good kasha. This is the kasha. Ooh, ah. I like this concept, no? It's on page 11, in Croesus, in the Tosis, in the little Tosis in there in the bottom. You get a kasher. You know, Rav Goldberg, that's how Rosh Shiva Kemri Avno always used to say, you know, you always have to prepare for the shir, because if you don't prepare for the shir, I have this in my Haggadah, then the Maggid Shir will make problems, and he'll give solutions, but it's meaningless, because I didn't have the problems. He's making problems I never had before. If you have a problem, and then someone gives you a solution, then it's meaningful. But you didn't have problems. So if you prepare for the shir, then you understand what the problems are. So this is a problem. It's a problem with the Chumash. Right? It's a problem with the Chumash. Ooh-ah. The Tosis Yishanim increases. Look in the bottom. He has the kasha. He has the kema. Im kein the mayit zrich the michtav gabi zocher v'tomei shivus yomim. In other words, by the keva, so you need a chiddush. See, by the kasha is only on zocher because by the keva it's 14 days. So psichas hakever would only give you the nida. So that would be only 7 days. So by the keva you need a special pasuk, but by zocher, so by zocher you wouldn't need a pasuk. Because it'll be tummy anyway, else Yev Shalom Psichas Kever below down. So Omri, Rabbi, the Ilav Kra have a minach. Tidma Shuai, Usai Michavachom in the Keva. Because if you didn't have a pasuk by Zohar to tell you 7 days, then I would have said that Zohar is also Tomei 14 days because of Kavachom and Keva. The Keva that you made Tohar are 66 days and still it's Tomei Shuayim, so a Zohar that has less you made Tohar certainly should be Tomei at least 14 days. So therefore you need a Pasuk to tell me 7 days. Because if I didn't have the Pasuk of 7 days, I would say that you learn out of Kavachom from the Keva to Zohar that it should be Tomei 14 days. And therefore you need a Pasuk. But the chiddush is that even if it's not, so now the big shaila, which is the big shaila of the world, and that is, this is the shaila. What does it mean, Yef Shalom Psichas Kever Below Dam? So Pashup Shat means that something's inside the woman. Something's inside the woman, and it's being pushed out. Like the body is pushing it out. Just like when, you know, you have a child who's being born. The body, you have to push. I remember when my first child, Yisrael Pilchas, was being born, so it was Chol Moed Sukkos. So he was being induced. So the mice, I figured it was Chol Moed Sukkos, I'm going to go daven. It was in Beth Israel Hospital, so I davened in one of the shuls there. And then my wife called me up. I made it through davening. My wife called up on the way, you know, come home, we're starting to push. You know, that means that we're holding by pushing out. You know? So, so the chiddush is, Ef Shom Psichos Kevin Below Dam means that the body is, has something in the body that's being ejected. Right? But let me ask you a question. What if you do it not from the body outward? Say a doctor wants to do a procedure and he wants to open up the uterus. So it's nothing is being ejected from the body. He's taking an instrument and he's going from outside in and he's opening up the uterus. So is that called Yef Shalom Psichas Kever Below Dam? Or is it only when it's being pushed out from inside out? Because the cases in the Gemara is only from inside out. And so this is very relevant, because then, right? And if you look, so there is a famous tshuva of the Noda Behuda. The famous Shuvah of the Noda Behuda. And this Noda Behuda, you know, he shook up the world. You know, you have to realize, in Hilchos Nida, I told you, he's usually l'chumra, and he usually wins. That's the way it works in Hilchos Nida. The Nozbi Yehuda says something, and it's usually l'chumra, and that usually becomes normative. So over here, the Nozbi Yehuda says a chiddush on page 12. You see page 12 of the packet? He says, "Sheila shnia sheshal harichas lotzar pashad shemasha omri efshal v'sichasab lodam ein chilek ben gram ha'psicha hu b'pnim ben gram ha'psicha hu b'bachutz sharofe hichnis etzbo eiz a kli." He says it doesn't matter if it's coming inside or outside. Even though in the Gemara we never have a case that it's coming from what? From outside in. We don't have that. The word never said that. The Yehuda think it's pashut, that it works both ways. Because if you don't say like that, then if a doctor opens up the woman with a kli going from outside in, then she'd be tar. She'd be tar. And he, the Nodi Yehuda, is being metame. So who argues with the Nodi Yehuda? So we have here, Oros HaGaonim. Have a Ezra Hagler. Hagos, Hagon, Hagrab. Who's that? You see the Haros HaGaonim? You see Hagos HaGrapit? You see that?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who it is. You know who it is? Hagon Rav Baruch Frankel. No, that's your Mishpacha. Ezra Hagler's Mishpacha from his mother-in-law, Frankel.
Yeah.
The Baruch Tam. That's the Baruch Tam. Baruch Tumim Frankel. He was a goyin. He was a big goyin. I remember at the Ofruf, at your father-in-law's Ofruf, when the uncle was speaking about Baruch Tumim Frankel at the Shabbos Ofruf. Parshas Kiseitze, I believe. Yeah. Kiseitze. And you know what he says? He says he disagrees with the Nodi Yehuda. And I'm very into this. Even though I don't paska this way because you can't go against the Nodi Yehuda. It's like starting up with, you know. That's one thing in life, you know. You don't start up with the Nodi Yehuda. Because the Nodi Yehuda. So he says, no, there's a Beferish Rambam that is only from inside out, but not from outside in. He says, the Nobi Yehuda deleted the Rambam of the Perish Mishnayis. That says, he says, that's what it means. Because when the body is pushing, that means the hormones are pushing, so then, and it's ejecting something. So then, once the hormones are ejecting, so most probably it's also ejecting blood, not just the chaticha. But it's only when you're going from inside out, when you go from outside in, there's nothing being ejected from the body, you're just opening it up. So then maybe there's no din of yafshar psichas kevah below dam. So I'm very, I like this pshat. And you know, what was the, you know, he was the original what? The Gomer of Baruch Tam. Baruch Frankel was the original Imre Baruch. Right? The original Imre Baruch was Rav Baruch Tumim Frankel. I know someone else used it years later, but he's the original. So he argues with the Nodi Yehuda, and he claims it's the Rambam. Look at the Rambam on page 13. So it's talking about Yotza Meharechem Dover. A lot of. And you know who else was didn't like this? Was against the. Was against the Rebbe Yehuda. Was the Chazon Ish, right? The Chazon Ish. What does the Chazon Ish say? Also, is it in the packet here? The Chazon Ish. You clean the supplement, maybe. There's a Chazon Ish about it also. Oh, on page 9 in the supplement. Page 9 in the supplement. Hevi b'shem and no de Yehuda. The Masha Omri Efshel b'sichos ein chiluk ben grama b'sichos mifnim uvei mechutz. So he and the Yigman do Omri Efshel b'sichos b'lo dam v'keim v'mutim pluk ta odif. So he says... He says, "Umenale lachadesh psicha mibachutz." The Eino Indian Zarusa de Leila. He says, because psicha mibachutz is not hormonal; it's just mechanical. So who said? You see, when something is being ejected by the body, that means the hormones are getting strong and pushing it out. So once they push out a chaticha, they're going to probably push out blood from the lining. But if you're doing something mibachutz, nothing is being pushed out. It's all done mechanically, but by the doctor. So it shouldn't be. And then he says, "Kadomah the Gamagon Rav Baruch Frankel cholak alav bazeh." You see, the Chazon Ish quotes the Rav Baruch Frankel that he argues in this. Now, there's another great Jew that also argue with this, and that's one of my yesterday in the Shir. In Tzach Mashiach, we did the Soros Tshuva. You know, that's one of my favorite Sfarim. But another one of my favorite Sfarim is the Marshag. The Heilige Marshag. So and you should know, Taka, I should find this. You know, there was an auction this year. There was an auction that they had an unprinted tshuva from the Marshag, and we were trying to bid for it in the library, and it was a tshuva about this topic, and it was not printed, and we lost the bid. So I think he references it, but he says another chiddush in that tshuva. But what he says over here is, take a look at page 5. Why does it use the word kever here? You know, the word for psichas hamakor, usually it's not kever, it's makor. And here, dafka uses the word kever. Mahu loshem kever. V'lamo lo kamer psichas hamakor, or psichas harachem. Right? V'lamo shanakan loshem mokamachem. Hine Rashi, perish on minus kever. Why is the rechem called kever? Because it's trying to tell you this is something that has something inside of it. That's where the baby is going to be nikbar. You know, hopefully in a good way. You know what I mean? But kever means something is, you know, like chas v'sholom, when it's real kever, you know, the mace is, you know, nikbar in it. So here, the uber is, you know, enveloped by the... You know, so that lashon is when you're enveloping something. So that's why. Have a lashon kever more al shemunach bo ezedover umotzi imenu. So that's the pshat, because Chazal want to tell us that it's only if something was inside and it's being ejected outside. So something was nikbar in it, then yafshar, like Baruch Tomim Frankel and Chazon Ish and the Marshag. You wouldn't say that. He says, "Mkol mokam malki lavakin nirus hasvar nechona nira gamkin shev shirashi kivin lize etc." So he's also. I always like the Marshag. I'm a big Marshag person. If I'd never told you that before, I'm also a big Hesorish Truva person. And now I also became a Heshiv Moshe person. That's the Yismach Moshe's Truvas. But Rabosai, what do I tell you? In life, the klal is the no Yehuda wins. So even though I'm so excited about Rav Baruch Tolman Frankel, and even though he points out that the Rambam seems to say it, but and the Marshak also is on the team, and the Chazon Ish. So we have, but in the end, we lost. That the minhag poskim is to what? Is to be machmer. That whenever a woman has something being put in, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein paskin 3/4 of an inch or more. I think Rav David says even a little bit less, a half an inch or something. That now Rabbi Dr. Fratel Zichrono Levracha, I told you he was an OBG, the first doctor that I had shaychus with to discuss Hilchas Nida. Unfortunately, he was nifter. His wife is Baruch Hashem. She was in the practice with him. They did it together. First they were in Brookline, and then Brooklyn. First in Brookline in Boston, and then in Brooklyn in New York. And they had this practice. I used to go to speak to him, and he made a model rechem. He made a model. I'll tell you about that. So Lemaisa. So they point out both Dr. Fratel and Yibad al-Chaim, Rabbi Kenny Brander, both pointed out that usually to know whether it's going to be a problem or not when the doctor sticks something in is that if she's not put to sleep, it's usually not going to be a problem. Because to go so deep into the rechem and to be so wide, 3/4 of an inch, you're going to have to put the woman to sleep. Most procedures, if you're not put to sleep, are not going to be a problem. Okay? We're not going to be a problem. But that's only because you assume like the Nod Rehuda. If you didn't assume like the Nod Rehuda, even if you'd put the woman to sleep, and you would open it so up, but that's going from outside in, not from inside out. But the thing is, there's another significant rabbinic figure who's on the other side of this opinion, and that's the Beis Yosef. So that's not so good not to have the Beis Yosef on your side, you know. So we're counting the different opinions here. So the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef speaks about the Din of Shroferis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here on page 14. In other words, what's the din if you have a tube inside the woman? Right, Rasa Dama Shroferis. And say the blood comes from the rechem right into the tube. So she's not tummy. You hear this halacha? Rasa Dama Shroferis. In other words, normally the blood comes from the uterus right into the vaginal canal. Right? And then outside. But say you have a tube you put in a tube, and the tube goes from the rechem, meaning the blood comes from the rechem right into the tube and then out of your own. So then she's not a nida d'oraisa. So the Beis Yosef asks the question, but what is it going to help that she's not in either deraisa? But once you put a tube in, so don't you say, so the Yefshal Psichas Kever below Dam? So isn't that going to, it's going to go into the uterus, so isn't that going to open up the... So the Beis Yosef answers, no, the tube is a thin tube, so it won't be wide enough. But if you hold like the Baruch Tumim Frankel and the others, it's going from outside in, it shouldn't be a problem. So the fact that he's asking the Kasha, seemingly that he assumed that even from outside in is a problem. And that's why he has to answer that it's talking about... So that's the... And then there's a question, maybe is a sfeik sfeika, that Avnei Nezer has a thing, because there isn't a sheet in the Gemara, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, right? Whether Yefshal Psichas Kevin below Dam or not. And the Rambam Paskins, Yefshal Psichas Kevin below Dam. So this whole discussion with the Rodi Yehuda Baruch Tam is Aliba the Shita Yefshal Psichas Kevin below Dam. But there is the other sheet that says only if there was Dam, right? The 2 days in the Mishnah. So maybe you could make a, so the poskim was discussing, maybe you can have a fake snake to be mako. And maybe the halacha is like the Rambam. And even if it's not like the Rambam, but maybe the halacha is like the Rebbe Tumim Frankel. But that was the question. Right. But we don't use, that's the Avnei Nezer here, on page 19. But we don't even use that as a... Can we be mitzarf the Rambam to a sfeik sfeika? Maybe it's Shem Echad. Maybe it's not a Sfeik Sfeika. But at the end of the day, my dear friends, that even though we had all these people here, we lost. And we hold Yefshal Psichas Kevin Baladam, and even with the Node of Yehuda's Chumra, that it's even outside in. So, what can I tell you? You should look in the supplement here. Rabbi Kenny Brander put together on page 12 for the supplement, a very nice piece here, discussing very famous gynecological procedures and what the halacha is in each case. And of course, he has to work with the Node of Yehuda. So, for example, try to think of one here. He says endometrial biopsy. Scraping or sampling the endometrial lining. So then he says dilation is not wide enough to concern a psichas kever, so tohar. And DNC, okay, that's something else. But you can look at it, but DNC, not everyone agrees that it's Madame Maka, but we'll see, we get to Maka. But this is a very important machlokas we had today. But in the end, you know, the halacha is like the note of Yehuda. So whenever a woman tells me she got a she had a procedure done to her, so I always ask her, you know, first of all, how, you know, were you put to sleep? That's always my first question. Were you put to sleep? And how big? But it was a lot of things that are put into the woman are not so, you know. Let me skip that for a second. There's a packet here, as maybe you'll help me, about. Hadars Malkum Bais Achitzun Bais Pnimi. You have that packet? Simon Nunvav. Let me say another point so you can understand something here.
Nice dumb.
I think it's after them.
Nikas, Mavestos, something else.
If you, yeah, probably after that one. Maybe. You have 37 or 38. Oh, so let me. If you remember, at the very beginning of the year, we talked about the internal as and the external as, right? Explain this to you. You know what you can give a mushal. You know, the Gemara, they gave a mushal of the woman's body, of the rechem, the bayis chitzo. You remember the bayis and the aliyah. So I'm going to give you another mushal. Maybe I heard this from Dr. Fertel, but it's, you see his thing. Maybe Dr. Fertel perhaps said it. Yeah. If you take a look, you know, 36B.
I don't know if they have 36B.
Okay, I don't know if you have 36B, but a soda bottle. A soda bottle. Not a soda can, but a soda bottle. If I say it's a soda bottle. So you know what a soda bottle looks like. It's a bottle, but then it gets narrow at the neck. Right, it gets narrow, and then you have the thing where you screw on the cap. So that's exactly what a rechem is. In other words, the part where the soda is, that's where the baby's going to be. And then the cervix is the narrow part. That's the opening. Okay, is the cervix. And So the part from where it's wide to the beginning of the bottle cap, that's the internal os, and then the end of the bottle cap, where mamish the soda goes out la'avir olam, that's the external os. So you have the rechem, that's where the soda is, and then you have the neck. So the part of the neck closest to the bottle, that's the internal os, and the part of the neck that's the end of the neck where the soda actually comes out, that's the external os. So if you remember, at the beginning of the year, we discussed, when does she become a nida? Does she become a nida when the blood comes from the rechem, that's where the soda is, into, and it leaves that part and it goes into the internal os, or does she only become a nida when it's what? When it's the external os. Now it's a question of a fraction of not even a minute, you know, seconds, you know. So what's the nafkamina? So we said the nafkamina is, if you want to have this kula, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman tried to have a kula for people who are having fertility issues, that to do Rosh Adama Shofaris, that to put a tube going from the rechem, and this way she won't be a nida midaraisa, because it won't come into the, it'll go from the you know, from inside into the tube. But where do you put the tube until? Do you, in other words, do you tie the tube? Now, it's very hard. If you can have to do it into the internal ass, it's going to be much harder. You know, if you just put it to the external ass, it's going to be much easier. So Rav Shlomo Zalman happened to hold that she only becomes a nida when it's, what? When it goes out of the external ass. So Mamela, that's when you tie the, that's when you tie the what? The tube to the external ass. Because if you hold her, she becomes a nida already, but when it passes the internal ass, then she already became a nida before it went in the tube. It's too late. So he happens to hold that she only becomes a nida when it leaves the, and the ex, that whole area of the neck of the bottle, that's the, that's called the cervix. So the cervix is the opening, it's the entrance and exit of the uterus. It's the same organ. You understand? Like the mashal I gave you with the. So that's a question. When does she become a nida? The different shitas. When she becomes a nida. But the other question, the other question is, when we say Yefshal Psichas Kever below Dam, what do we mean? Do we mean the internal ass has to be opened or the external ass? So the Bach holds the Bach Shita hold is that she becomes a nida when the blood leaves the uterus and it goes in, leaves the, it passes the internal ass. That's the sheet of the Bach. And the Chasam Sofer says, well, the dam leaves the internal ass. And if Shlomo Zalman held, she becomes a nida only when it's the external ass. But let me ask a question. When, what about the other din? So that's a halacha, when does she become a nida? But what about the din of Yefshal Psichas HaKever Belodam? What is the Psichas HaKever? Is the Psichas HaKever the internal ass has to be opened 3/4 inch or the external ass? So the Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelke speaks about this. So he says it's the internal ass that has to be opened. So you have to open the internal ass, so that's the tube of the Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes. It's just the Shmelkes, one of the Gedolei Ador. On the packet 36B, on page 8. Yeah, there's a whole discussion here. But that's what he says. You can take a look. But as we said before, the cervix itself, in other words, so there's a machlokas, right? The Bach holds, and the Chasam Sofer holds, she becomes a nida when it leaves the, when it passes the internal ass. And the Beis Yosef and the Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's has to pass the external ass. That's when she becomes a neither. But all that's talking about blood that's in the uterus. But what about the blood of the cervix itself? Say there's very often women go for a test called a pap smear to see if they have cancer of the cervix, as Rabbi Randa writes. And they scrape. What are they scraping? Where the neck of the bowel. Inside the neck of the bowel, they're scraping. And then obviously she's going to bleed. But that kuli alma, that's not considered nida. Because even if you say she becomes nida by the internal as, but that's only the blood that started from the uterus when it passes that air. But the blood of the busser of the cervix itself, the neck, because that has blood also. It doesn't have a lining, but has blood. In other words, sometimes a woman, during pregnancy, other times, it gets smushy. The cervix, and she bleeds from that. But then and it could cause problems. But it, you get it checked out and see it's from there. Then we pass it to Nida. It's not a Nida. I'm sorry. It's a Maka. It's not a Nida, because kuli alma lo pligi, that the blood of the cervix itself is not Dam Nida. Another very important discussion. In this of nida, maka, and things like that, is what if what's called a maka? We say that the halakha is that even a maka in the makor, even if she has a maka in the uterus, that could be da maka. So what does that mean? So some hold that means like there's a, like Rav David Cohen said to me once, there's a sore there. There's a sore, there's a growth there, there's some you know, petza there. But what if you go ahead and take a stick and you poke inside, and the stick is less than a psichus of a core, so it's very thin, but you go inside and poke the wall of the rechem. So what is that called? So the three shittas of what that's called. Some say that's blood from the uterus. It's the same blood from the uterus. I think Rav David Feinstein said to me, so that's neither. But Rav Shlomo Zalman held, and Rav Vadi Lahavdil Mechayim Mechayim holds this as well, that no, that the lining is only considered dam nida when it comes out naturally. But when you poke it, that's called dam maka. And therefore, she would be mutter. So sometimes you have some procedures where the doctor goes in, and it's not enough to have psichus of a core, but he'll scrape against the wall. If he just scrapes the cervical wall, that's nothing. That's like a nosebleed. That's for sure not mutter or kuli alma. But what if he scrapes against the uterine wall? He pokes against the uterine wall. So I think Rav David Feinstein said, so that's damnida. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said no. That's a maka, because it's not the derech to, you know, to have, you know, it's not hormonal, it's not, it's just a. And Rav Shechter has a unique shita that's a kesem, because it's not coming out hormonally, so that's Rav Shechter's the Sefer Ginas Egos. He says a need has to come on hormonal. It's not hormonal, but it's still coming from there, so it's a kesa. So, but I follow Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Bari Shita, that it's considered damaka, because it came out as a poke. Then you could have like fibroids. You know, you could have a growth in the. So what is that called? It's a growth inside which causes bleeding. So as Rabbi Brander writes here, maybe hormonal, that maybe it's causing hormones to cause the lining to shed. So that would be a need to mamish. That's what Ausch told me from the Sefer Chesha V'Eifot. The tshuva, in the Tzitz Eliezer from Rav David Cohen, where he Tzitz Eliezer based on the Chazanish said no, that's called dam maka, because it's not the derech lakach. It's a growth that's causing hormone, but it's not the derech lakach, so he calls it dam maka. That's a big question. With some women, they bleed from fibroids. They have a growth underneath the lining, and it's causing the lining to shed hormonally. But still, David Cohen was very stark. He got the psak from he was the shoyel from the Tzitz Eliezer. He says that's dam maka because it's not normal. And others hold no, that's not needed because it's hormonal to cause it to come out. Okay, so that's something. Okay, so I think we're going to stop here. We did a lot of fundamental yesoidas today with the Noda Behuda and the Beis Yitzchak and other things. Okay, we still have a couple of things to do, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. So, Bez Hashem, we'll continue to finish up if we need a little bit more after. But basically, we're almost done. And so we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and we'll see where we get. And then Ben Katz will tell us when we should have a bechina, and then I guess Rabbi Tuchman will probably give some chazara, Bez Hashem. And okay, let me say hello to everybody. Good morning, Ben Katz, and good morning, Josh Blau, and good morning, Nathan Bauer, and good morning, Avi Lichtschein, and good morning, MZ Binter, and good morning, Zach Berger, and good morning, Harav Ezra Hagler. Okay. Okay, have a good day. And those that are coming for the next year, we'll start soon.